U.S. banks pulled in near record profits during the second quarter of this year, and they are doing that in part by making more loans. That's according to the research firm SNL Financial, and Cardiff Garcia of the Financial Times is with us from New York with more. Cardiff, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jeremy.
And when we look at the numbers here, we're talking about $40 billion in profit in the second quarter. What is behind that exactly?
So I want to say up front that banks at near record profits makes for a good headline, but in part, it's just what you would expect as the economy continues to strengthen. You would expect this from almost any economic sector. That's the crucial point here, is that as the economy gets better, as the labor market gets better, it gives businesses the confidence to take out loans in order to hire people or to buy new equipment. And it also gives banks a little more confidence that they're going to be paid back. And so that's really the primary reason that we're seeing banks increase their profits.
But the interesting part of that headline to me is that they're making more loans, because this is the thing that everyone has been saying ever since the financial crisis was holding the economy back, is that these banks, even if they were doing okay, were not willing to make loans to people, and people couldn't buy houses or do whatever they needed to do.
Certainly. I want to say that in the early years, that criticism was a little bit overdone. The problem was that the economy was stiff. And so businesses and households didn't want to take out loans. They wanted to pay down the loans they already had. And so partly it was a problem of demand. But over time, what we've seen is that for some types of loans, banks have eased the standards they require in order to make the loans. And also we've seen that increasingly businesses and individual households now want more loans. There are exceptions, and it's not an every part of the lending economy. For instance, mortgages are still pretty hard to come by, but for things like credit card loans, small business loans, car loans, those are a little bit easier to get now than they have been in recent years.
But is it easy enough at this point for the average American to go out and get a loan, or is it still a lot of people having a hard time?
Well, I mean, a lot of people are still having a hard time, and partly that's just the result of what we've seen in the jobs market for the last few years. And so for people who still have stagnant incomes and for people who are still paying off debt, it's harder. So I think there's improvements in some parts of the economy, and still too many people are having a tough time. But again, I really would emphasize the point that that's a broader problem of what's happening within the economy rather than a reflection of anything really, you know, supremely interesting that's happening in the financial sector.
Well, and you do wonder when you hear about an increase in lending, whether lending standards are easing maybe too much, that this was one of the problems that led us to the crisis, was that banks were giving out loans to people with, you know, that shouldn't have been getting those loans to get a subprime mortgage or what have you. So are we worried now that lending is easing too much?
Well, this is always an interesting question, because you could also make the case that credit standards tightened too much as a kind of overreaction to what happened in the crisis. But we need to look at particular sectors. So, for instance, lending has remained very easy in the auto market, in the car loan sector. And so that, I think, is something to worry about for later. Now, cars are a much smaller part of people's overall wealth than houses are. But, for instance, in the case of mortgages, it's still actually pretty tough to get a mortgage. You know, for people with lower credit scores, it's very, very difficult, and we're only seeing a very gradual easing. I think this is a problem that we don't have to worry about just yet. I think standards tightened enough in the years afterwards that they can still ease a little bit before we get to the point where we have to start worrying about a subsequent crash later on. I don't think we're really in danger of that anytime soon.
And Cardiff, I assume with the record profits that the banks have stopped complaining about too much regulation, right?
Oh, you wish, right? Right, right? I mean, they're always going to complain. And something that's interesting is that the composition of bank profits has also changed. Hmm. They used to do more things like trading activities and things like that. Now they're doing more direct loans. And so they're always going to complain. There's no particular reason to give them any more credence than we have in the last few years.
Cardiff Garcia of the Financial Times joining us from New York. Cardiff, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.